The president of Venezuela has held on to his job following a first-of-its-kind recall referendum yesterday. About 58% of voters opted to keep populist President Hugo Chavez in office, despite the opposition's long and bitter effort to push him out. Oil markets reacted favorably to the prospect of political stability in Venezuela, but opposition groups say they'll keep fighting. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Caracas.
Record-breaking voter participation and technical glitches with voting equipment turned yesterday's referendum into a marathon. Polling places stayed open until midnight to accommodate the long lines, and Venezuelans had to wait until 4 a.m. for the results. Despite the hour, Chavez supporters gathered outside the presidential palace to celebrate. Chavez himself appeared at the window and declared victory.
Today is the beginning of a new stage of the Bolivarian Revolution, so we can consolidate the new kind of economy.
This is precisely the speech that the opposition had hoped not to hear. Business leaders and many people in the middle class are afraid of Chavez's brand of populism, dubbed Bolivarianism after independence hero Simón Bolívar. Opposition leaders believe Chavez wants to turn Venezuela into a statist or even socialist society, modeled on Cuba, and they blame him for this country's deep unemployment and spiraling crime. The opposition thought most Venezuelans would vote to kick Chavez out, if given the chance, but that's not what happened. Instead, Chavez supporter Maria Rodriguez says the referendum has ratified Chavez's revolution. Now they're going to have to accept him and respect him and stop going after him in the media, Rodriguez says. But the opposition has not accepted these results. In the early hours of the morning, senior opposition leader Henry Ramos Ayub accused the Election Commission of fraud. We're going to dedicate ourselves to obtain the proof to show Venezuela and the world what a gigantic fraud has been perpetrated against the will of the people, Ayub said. The opposition suspects that the data from the touchscreen voting machines were somehow altered. But this afternoon, those allegations were dismissed by the international election observers, such as former President Jimmy Carter.
My opinion is that all Venezuelans should accept the results unless tangible proof is presented that the reports are incorrect. And we have not received any evidence of that kind.
Carter says his confidence in the accuracy of the results is based in part on exit polls conducted by the Carter Center and the Organization of American States. He says those polls mirror the official results. Still, many in the opposition here are unconvinced. A group of Chavez opponents burst into President Carter's hotel, shouting that they will never accept what they believe to have been a fraudulent election. Luis Velutini, a professional systems analyst, says he needs to know more about how the voting data were handled before he can accept the fact that 58% of Venezuelans preferred to keep Chavez in office.
I only want to see a really clear process. I want to really understand what they did and that there is no chance that they did something wrong about it.
Opposition leaders say they'll demand to see the paper records of the vote, and they may even try to get a manual recount of the millions of vote receipts printed out by the electronic voting machines. It was hoped that this referendum would be the first step toward healing Venezuela's political divide, but at the moment, the mutual suspicion and bitterness are alive and well. Martin Costi, NPR News, Caracas.